previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's auto industry is in decline because of the country's failing infrastructure. This means that the fundamental challenge many vehicle assembly operations face is that they are becoming less vital to the success of their parent companies. That's the view of Justin Barnes, Director of African Industrialization Services and Professor at the Gordon Institute of Business Science and an expert on the automotive industry. Quoted by Engineering News, Barnes explains that we have a very advanced vehicle production base, but that base is both export-oriented and dependent on the performance of the domestic market. And that domestic market, he goes on, is smaller now than it was in 2006. Barnes adds that we have local and national infrastructure, which has deteriorated at exactly the same time that we've seen tremendous improvement in other emerging regions of the global automotive industry. In similar vein, BMW South Africa has confirmed it has no production aimed at the US market planned for the next 2 years. But BMW SA's CEO, Peter van Binsbergen, argues that an extension to the current trade deal with the US, AGOA, or a similar bilateral trade deal is urgently needed. US President Donald Trump is due to sign punitive tariffs into force early next week, which render AGOA null and void. Van Binsbergen says BMW's Rosslyn plant near Pretoria won't be affected by the US tariffs in the short term. But long term, he says, South Africa needs AGOA. National Treasury is standing firm on its view that the country can't afford the SRD grant. The grant was introduced initially as a temporary measure during the COVID pandemic. Treasury has allocated 35.2 billion rand to fund the 370 rand a month payment in this financial year, but officials are warning about a recent High Court ruling. This requires government to expand eligibility for the grant and adjust its value for inflation. Treasury is appealing the judgment, but says it presents a significant fiscal risk. Turning to the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the All Share up 0.3%, the Top 40 up 0.2%, London's FTSE up 0.6%. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 both up 0.8%, the Nasdaq up 1%. Again, record closing highs for the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq. Tokyo and Sydney this morning both just above flat, Hong Kong down 0.7%. US dollar 1.18 to the euro, the rand at 17.51 to the dollar, 20.61 to the euro, 23.92 to sterling. Gold at 3,338, platinum 1389, Bitcoin just under 109,200, and Brent crude oil just on $68.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.